Welcome to the Launch Grow Joy Show, where entrepreneurs learn how to launch a business and grow it with joy. And now, here's your host, Andrea Ayers.
Hello, everyone. This is Andrea Ayers of LaunchGrowJoy.com, and I am so happy to welcome you back to the show. This is episode 54, and today it's going to be just me talking about a topic that I think affects most of you if you are selling products online. But before I go ahead and talk about what that topic is, I want to make sure that if you have not yet subscribed to the Launch Grow Joy show, you do so by going to launchgrowjoy.com/iTunes, and that'll take you to the link in iTunes where you can subscribe. And also, if you haven't yet left a rating or a review, I would really appreciate it if you can take just a few seconds to go ahead and do that. And for all of the show notes for today's episode, you can go to launchgrowjoy.com/054. And I know most of my podcast episodes, at least for the last 2 months or so, have been me interviewing other awesome entrepreneurs, but today I wanted to do an episode where it's me talking about a subject, and that subject is your checkout process in your online store. So I wanted to share a little story because this episode was inspired by someone in the Launch Grow Joy community, a jewelry designer who had reached out to me, and she wanted feedback on her website. And she said, I love everything you're doing, and I've implemented a lot of your tips and suggestions, but I am really confused because I have quite a bit of traffic coming to my website, and not a lot of that traffic is translating into sales. Can you take a look at my website and let me know what I think that I can improve, or let me know what I think I could be doing better? So I went to her website. It was the first time I had ever come across her site. And it's interesting because I went and it was jewelry, and I immediately fell in love with her jewelry. And I saw a pair of earrings that I absolutely loved and a bracelet that I absolutely loved as well. Now, I am not someone who buys jewelry very often. I usually get that as gifts for my birthday or the holiday. So I'm not a jewelry shopper by any means. But as soon as I came to her website, I felt like, wow, this jewelry, I love it. I love those earrings. I love that bracelet. I want to go ahead and buy them. So I added the jewelry to my cart. I got the earrings first, added them to my shopping cart. I went to the bracelet, added it to my shopping cart. I was trying to decide if I should get a silver or a gold, went ahead and went for the silver option, and I added them to my shopping cart. My total was about, I think it was $48 or something like that. So totally reasonable. I was even thinking that her jewelry might be a little bit underpriced, but and that's one of the feedback that I gave her. But anyway, I was ready to check out. I put in my email address, I put in my billing address and my shipping address, and then I got to the screen where it came time to actually pay for the jewelry. And on that screen, I typed in my credit card, I put in all of my payment info, and there was a little box there that says promo code. So I thought, okay, I don't have a promo code. Let me go through her website and see if there's a promo code there. So I looked at her website. There was no promo code that I found on her site. I went to her social media page on Facebook. I thought, well, maybe if there's a promo code on the checkout page, then maybe I can find the promo code on her Facebook page. So I scrolled through her Facebook page, didn't see a promo code in there. So then I Googled. So I Googled the jewelry company name and the words promo code, and a couple of different links came up. One was from Retail Me Not, which is, as some of you might know, maybe you're familiar with them, but they offer promo codes and discount codes to a ton of different websites. And usually readers or their users go ahead and upload those codes. So I went on there, I found a code that I thought would work. I copied and pasted it in and applied the code in the shopping cart, and it said, sorry, this code is invalid. I think it was for 15% off, if I'm not mistaken. So hang on, my story does have a point. So I went around, I thought, well, I have to find a promo code. There's a promo code field here, and I kind of feel like I might be paying too much if I don't have a promo code. So I went online, I searched the company name and the words promo code, and another website came up that was showing me a link to her Etsy store. So I thought, oh, interesting, there's an Etsy shop associated with this website as well. Let me go on Etsy and see if that promo code that I just found on RetailMeNot works on Etsy. So I went to Etsy, I added those two items to my shopping cart, and it's interesting because on Etsy, both of those two items were priced a little lower than on the jewelry website. So I thought, this is kind of interesting. It's priced a little lower. I wonder why. And then I realized that on her website, she had shipping included. So I'm assuming that the prices were a little higher because shipping was included. So then I added the bracelet and the pair of earrings to my shopping cart on Etsy. And it's interesting because the necklace or the bracelet was actually almost $10 cheaper on Etsy than it was in her online store. So now my total in my Etsy shopping cart was around $38. And again, when I was checking out of Etsy, try to apply the promo code, it didn't work. And this process took me about 15 minutes to do. Now, mind you, I was pretty much ready to check out and buy that bracelet and the pair of earrings, but I looked up at the clock. I realized it was time for me to run to my kids' school and pick them up. So I left my shopping cart. I left my transaction both on Etsy and on her website. Just didn't have time to complete it because now I had to run over and get my kids from school. So by the time I came back, you can imagine I didn't have time to go ahead and go back to her website and shop there and complete my purchase. So I was another statistic of an abandoned shopping cart, which is a huge problem with online retailers. About 80% of online shopping carts are abandoned. And it's no wonder when you get to a checkout and you see a field like promo code or you see a ton of fields that you have to fill in, that sort of might make you think, well, now I have to go find a promo code, and then I was off to a coupon website, and then I was off to Etsy, and so on. And needless to say, I didn't complete my purchase. And I have to say, I still really love the bracelet and the earrings, and I do plan on going back and purchasing them at some point. But again, today, I didn't have time to do that. So who knows how long it's going to take me before I actually go back and complete my purchase. So the reason I wanted to share that story with you is because I think this is something that a lot of entrepreneurs are guilty of when it comes to checking out and the whole checkout process and experience of our online store. So what I wanted for all of you to take away from this podcast episode today is that if you are not actively offering discounts or promo codes, go ahead and disable that feature from your online shopping cart. The only thing that it helps to do is it helps people to feel like either they're not getting a good deal because there's a coupon out there, or it makes them feel like they have to go search for a discount or a promo code. And if they don't find it, that might either leave your shopping cart like I did and never check out and you're going to lose a sale, or they might feel frustrated and they might feel like they're paying too much when someone else is actually getting a discount. So what I want you to do next time you are on your website is I want you to pretend that you are a customer shopping in your online store and go ahead and see what that shopping experience feels like. And when they get or when you get to check out, is it easy for you to check out? Are there unnecessary fields? Is there a promo code available when you don't even have promo codes? So if that is a part of your checkout process, I highly urge you to go ahead and disable the promo code field from your online store. Now, let's say you are running a sale and you are offering promo codes. I think it's best to probably either put the promo code on your website where everyone can find it, or make sure to, rename the promo code field. So you might say something, instead of promo code or discount code, maybe you can say gift code or code or something else that doesn't necessarily show that that is a place for discount codes or promo codes to sort of drive other people away from your website. So I want to make sure you go ahead and do that now, because I am wondering how many customers you're losing if you have a promo code field enabled at checkout. And it's interesting too, because with your ultimate online store, a course that many of you know that I recently launched, my online shopping cart had a default promo code field that I forgot to disable. And I also had a live chat on my sales page, and quite a few people said, I'm seeing a promo code field there, and do you have a promo code for me to use? And at that time, I didn't. So I sort of had to let them know that there was no promo code available. And I don't know if any of them actually checked out or if they just never came back. So it definitely is a mistake that I made too, as recently as about 2 weeks ago. So I want to make sure that you don't make that mistake too. So make sure that you don't have a promo code field enabled in your online checkout process. And the other thing is that if you don't already have an abandoned shopping cart feature in your online store, go ahead and see if there's an app that you can integrate, whether you're using Shopify or BigCommerce or Squarespace or any of the other online shopping cart platforms, and go ahead and make sure that you actually integrate an abandoned shopping cart app with your online store. Because I have to say, if once I abandoned my shopping cart yesterday, if I would have gotten an email today from the jewelry shop that I was at yesterday that said, hey, we noticed you still have stuff in your shopping cart, here is, you know, here's your shopping cart and go ahead and check out, I probably would have checked out today. But as I said, I haven't had a chance to even go back and re-add those things to my shopping cart. But if they had made it easy for me to actually do that, I definitely would have probably completed my purchase today. So abandoned shopping cart features and apps in your online store definitely work when it comes to getting shoppers to come back to their online shopping cart and actually check out. So I hope that's something that you all implement. And I wanted to share two other things when it comes to your checkout process. And I want to make sure that you are not doing any of these things. So the first one is that, are you only offering PayPal as a checkout option? And if so, I highly encourage you to either sign up with something like Authorize.net or Stripe or Square or any other online shopping cart platforms that doesn't require your customers to use PayPal. Now, I know a lot of people use PayPal. I think about 60% of at least the US shoppers use PayPal to check out. So it's definitely a popular option. But what about those other people that are ready to buy at your site and they don't have PayPal or they don't want to use PayPal? I know for me personally, I have a PayPal account for my business, but when I shop for my personal stuff online, I don't want to use PayPal. I want to pay with my personal credit card. And yes, I know that with PayPal, you can also accept credit cards without having to log in, but it's still linked to my PayPal account and that email address. So for me, it's a huge inconvenience. And I know personally, I've actually not shopped at online stores that only offered PayPal as an option, even though I had a PayPal business account. And simply it's because I wanted to put that on my personal credit card and I didn't want to put it on my PayPal account. Now, if you are going to offer only one option, I would urge you to use the direct credit card option rather than the PayPal option. And I know using an online credit card might have fees, but if you're using something like Stripe, it doesn't cost you anything to set up. It's pretty much the same exact fees as PayPal, and it doesn't require your customers to actually use PayPal to check out. So the best thing would actually be to offer both. So you want to offer PayPal and something like Stripe or Authorize.net. But if you're only to offer one, I highly encourage you to only offer the direct credit card checkout process. And I have to say, there are some people that are going to want to use PayPal. When I had my online t-shirt store and my online soap store, about 25 to 30% of online shoppers were actually paying with PayPal. Now, I don't know how many of those would actually not have checked out if PayPal was not an option, but the fact that about 25 to 30% of them did want to use PayPal is an indication that people still want that option. But the point that I'm trying to make here is that you don't want to limit that only to PayPal. You want to give your audience and your customers a choice when it comes to checking out. So that's the second thing that I really want you to pay attention to. And as I mentioned, Stripe doesn't cost anything to set up. There's no monthly fees, and their transaction fees are exactly the same as PayPal's. So you're not really losing anything by offering your customers the option to check out with a different option. Now, there are other credit card processors like Authorize.net and Braintree and other ones that do charge lower fees. So if you want to pay lower fees, then you definitely don't have to go with Stripe, although they are much easier to use than any of the other platforms, and you can get started right away. So I want to make sure that you're also offering two payment options and not only PayPal. Or if you only want to offer one option, then let your customers check out with a credit card and not with PayPal. So I hope that makes sense. And I'm curious to know how many of you, if you want to go to the show notes on the blog at launchgrowjoy.com/054, and let me know if you have a promo code in your online store or if you're only offering PayPal as a checkout option, and then go ahead and change those and see how your online sales actually are impacted, because I think you are going to see an increase in your online sales if you make those two changes. And I know over the last few weeks, I've talked a lot about, it's not always about getting more traffic to increase your sales, but it's about optimizing your current traffic into more paying customers. And these two things that I just shared with you, removing the promo code and offering another option other than PayPal, are two things that are going to definitely impact your conversion rates and the number of people who actually check out from your online store. So there's one more thing I do want to share with you, and I know this has a huge impact to your shopping cart abandonment rates and your conversion rates on your website, and that is giving your audience the option to check out as a guest. So what that means basically is that when someone comes to your store, they can either create an account, and an account allows them to track their orders, to change their billing and shipping addresses, and to basically see their entire history with you, or and have a username and password, or they can bypass all of that and they don't have an account. There's no username, there's no password. They just make the purchase and then they are done with your online store. And it's crazy, but there are statistics too that about 25 to 30% of people also want the option to check out as a guest. And most people who want to do that, if they have that as an option, they will take that. And interestingly enough, just like with the PayPal option, when I was selling my online t-shirt shop and my soap shop, about 25 to 30%, which is the statistics that I've been reading about too, 25 to 30% of my customers checked out as a guest as well. Now, again, there's no way to know how many of those people would not have purchased if I required them to create a username and password, but the fact that 25 to 30% of them were choosing not to select a username and password and to set up an account on my store definitely shows that people were interested in that option as well. And I know that with Shopify and with BigCommerce and a lot of the other online shopping cart platforms, this is a one-click button that you can check in the back end of your online store that will allow you to enable checkout as a guest. So I want to make sure that after you listen to this podcast, you go ahead and enable that option in your online shopping cart. Definitely give people the option to check out as a guest. This change alone will definitely shift your conversion rates when it comes to how many people are actually shopping in your online store. So I hope that these three tips that I've shared with you, the not having a promo code unless you really are offering a promo code, offering a payment option other than PayPal or in addition to PayPal, and having the checkout as a guest option enabled in your online store. These are three things that you are going to be shocked the difference that they're going to make when you implement them in your online store. I know for me, I've talked about this a lot, but once I switched shopping carts and I added all of these features to my online store, my conversion rates almost doubled. And I think you might have a great chance of doubling or at least increasing your current conversion rates as well if you take these three actions. So I have to say, I definitely am going to go back to the jewelry store at some point in the next few days because I really still do want that jewelry, but it's just such a shame that the sale was lost within the first few minutes of me trying to actually place an order. And I wanted to do this episode. I normally have interviews with other entrepreneurs, but I really wanted to do this episode to share with you my experience. And I know many of you listening have an online store, and I really don't want you to make the same mistake. So I hope this episode was really helpful for you. For all of the show notes and everything we talked about, make sure to go to launchgrowjoy.com/054. And if you have any questions or if you have your own experience to share, make sure to do that in the comments at launchgrowjoy.com on the episode page. And as I mentioned before, if you haven't yet subscribed to the Launch Grow Joy Show, make sure to do so by going to launchgrowjoy.com/iTunes. So I really hope this was a very helpful episode for you. I hope it's going to make a huge difference in your conversion rates and it's going to lower your checkout abandonment rates. And I look forward to hearing more about your experience with your checkout process and these three things that I talked about today. So I really hope this was helpful and I'm looking forward to having you back next week when we're going to talk about more things that you can be doing in your online store to increase your sales. So I hope you enjoyed this episode, everyone. Have a great day and I will see you all next week. Bye.